Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's August 20th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 27, 2002. And here's Jesus, Nazarene. Some years ago, we used to have trouble going anywhere during the Christmas season because people got upset if we didn't positively acknowledge them when they wished us Merry Christmas because we're of another faith. What do you think of this, and what greeting do you recommend be used?
Really, Alora, I think you could acknowledge someone's good wishes even if they're expressed in ways that aren't quite according to your beliefs, but I do understand what you're saying, and this bothers me at times, too. I believe a proper greeting should be something like happy holidays or holiday wishes or something like that that would be more universal to everybody. It is offensive to some people to wish them a happy Christmas, which is really saying that you want them to go to Mass, which a lot of people are not going to do. But this is a problem with the traditional greetings of Christmas. They are from such a long time ago, and most people don't even understand their meanings anymore. So they say things that they don't even know what they're saying. I agree with you in a certain extent that people should use a more universal greeting during the holidays rather than Merry Christmas. But if, people do say this to you, you should be understanding and let it go by, and I'm sure your ancestors will forgive you. But it would be nice, it would be better, if people were to change from this type of holiday greeting to a more universal one like Happy Holidays.
It's good to know I'm right about some things, Nazarene. I've been saying Happy Holidays for years now, and even gotten some of my friends to use this greeting. They now like it much better. It's good to know you agree.
You're right most of the time, Alora, but it's just a little hard for other people to understand it because they're so stubborn.
We'll be back after the break. Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
We're back. Alora's getting some well-needed sleep. We've been wearing her out lately. So I'm going to take the next question myself again. It's from Demetrius. He asks, I've always been curious, what are swaddling clothes? Every time I read this passage in the Bible, I think of some weird-looking baby's robe. What are they exactly? Well, Demetrius, swaddling clothes are the very poorest clothes that the people had for children in that era. They were simply long, wide strips of cloth that the baby was wrapped in from head to foot to keep it warm. These were often used by the poor because they could not afford to make real clothes for small children that had to be changed constantly as the children grew. So for the first year or so of life, children would often be wrapped in these inexpensive swaddling clothes. It was a way of dealing with the necessity of having clothes for a small child, but not having to remake them over and over again. The things in days of old were very practical. Actually, I did have clothes for me, much like those of modern children. Simple little nightgown-like garments that my mother had prepared, but unfortunately, when they came to Bethlehem, she couldn't bring them with her. So some of the people in the area provided her with swaddling clothes to wrap me in. The kindness of people in those days was often far greater than it is now. Here was a woman far from home, just had a baby and had no clothes for it, so they gave her the swaddling clothes that they had available. This is the kindness of people in that era. When I returned to my own land and took up residence, I wore clothes very similar to what children of today wear. It is hard to imagine that the styles of clothes haven't really changed that much over the ages. The only thing that has actually changed is how we fasten them, how we keep them on.
We'll be back again.